the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
It's very unfortunate. There's a process that the...
tested, you know, negative for the HIV.
I think people were a little surprised that an elected official...
What I want to do is talk about what's coming up.
F-U...
Did you really write this yourself with a typewriter?
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We take you through the looking glass every night and beyond. We go where most talk shows, all talk shows, can't go, even if they wanted to. We're everything, all things to all people. Anyway, I just wanted to throw in some godlike things, whatever, some of it sticks. Anyway, welcome back to our program, our number 877-876-PHIL, and our website, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video on the show right now at philhendryshow.com, whether you're watching it at home on your computer, whether you're watching it on your mobile device as you travel around the city or the country or the, your neck of the woods this evening. We are mobile, brother. That's philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. You can hear downloads, podcasts of each and every show every day, as well as mini podcasts, as well as our classic Phil, as well as podcasts of our uncensored pre-show rants. You know, we do 3 hours of a radio show, but we actually have a 4-hour show. The first hour is on our video cast, uncensored, on our website. So check it out. The first woman in nearly a century has been executed in Virginia. And we'll be talking about that with Vernon Dozier in just a moment. Plus, the 10 worst cities for home foreclosures. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, Phoenix, KBSC, 12. We're brand new in Phoenix. All right, 1250 AM, that's KBSZ. And Grand Forks, North Dakota, KNOX, 1310 AM. And very, very grateful to have the great, great stations we have on our affiliate list. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to have Vernon Dozier to talk with us in a moment. The first woman in Virginia, sometimes the grammar is not quite right, but what happened is this, and this is earlier this evening, at around 9:30 Eastern time, Teresa Lewis was put to death in the state of Virginia. This was the first woman to be put to death in the state of Virginia in over a century, according to the news story that we have here. Her lawyers waged a public campaign for the governor of Virginia to intervene, but there was no 11th-hour reprieve for the 41-year-old woman. She was sentenced to death for plotting the 2002 murders of her husband and her stepson. She reportedly spent her last day meeting with immediate family, a spiritual advisor, and supporters at the prison where she was executed. She had as her last supper a meal of fried chicken, peas with butter, a slice of German cake, and all that marvelous stuff, and a Dr. Pepper. As the date of her execution drew near, Lewis's lawyers argued that the courts had ignored critical evidence, including an exam that showed she was borderline mentally challenged, and a confession by one of the other men convicted in the murders that he had manipulated her to go along with the crime. So you guys know the facts. The facts are these. She conspired with two other men to murder her husband and her stepson. She hired these two guys. These two guys turned state's evidence. They are now serving life terms. She has been put to death by way of lethal injection. According to one of these lawyers, her two male conspirators who actually carried out the murders got life sentences, and so they somehow find that inequitable, but they did go state's evidence, and basically they both turned on her as the instigator of this. So it was an insurance scam, as far as I can tell, and this woman was given the death penalty. Vernon Dozier is joining us from Belmar Academy, one of the administrators there, a history teacher, a varsity football coach, and so on. And this happened earlier this evening, Vernon, around 9:13 p.m. Were you following this story?
To the extent, Phil, that I follow these kinds of stories, I think I probably followed this story a little bit more. Given the fact that it was a female that was going to be put to death. I am a very big supporter, of the death penalty.
I know. What did you think about that?
It was a interesting experience to be a supporter of the death penalty. I think the death penalty is the absolutely right and just punishment to mete out in certain situations. But I got to tell you, to know that it's going to be applied in a situation involving a female, that's a little tough. And, you know, I know that she made some statements about, you know, the night that she committed the crime, she had Jesus telling her one thing and the devil telling her something else. I think it's very difficult for any of us to believe that women who, from our very, very earliest age, are the ones that are life givers. They're the ones that teach us so much about everything that a woman could be capable of, the kind of heinous murder that she was indicted and convicted for. So it's very hard for me to...
So what were you thinking when you heard that she'd been put to death?
Well, once she'd been put to death, I had come to terms with it, and I'll tell you how I did that. I thought about a little 10-year-old boy, who's being dropped off at school by his mother. And before he gets out of the car to go off and join his classmates and go into the school, the woman, the mother, takes his face, his head, in her two hands, and she kisses him full on the lips, okay, in front of his friends and in front of the teachers, and leaves lipstick on him. And that child has to then get out of the car and walk into a school and run a gauntlet of his friends staring at him with lipstick all over his lips that his mother had just pressed her mouth against his. And
what has this got to do? So you were thinking of this?
I was thinking of this, and when I thought about that, God forgive me for saying this, but when I thought about that, it made it a little bit easier for me to accept the execution of Teresa Lewis.
Well, that's a very interesting story, Vernon. Tell me how all of that came together for you.
Well, I can assure you, you know, if a lot of people would say to me, they'll say, "Well, have you been to a therapist or something?" It's, and I can hear in your voice the sound of a man who's, you know, you're sort of straddling the fence between being a talk show host and a psychiatrist. I don't need what I'm saying, Phil, is I've always respected women. And I've always felt that women were the fairer sex.
I understand that.
All right. If you understand that, then you understand why I'd be reluctant to hear about a woman being executed, even if she did commit a murder.
I understand that, too. And although I don't quite have that sensitivity.
Well, were you not shocked that they were going to put a woman to death?
Hold on for a minute. Excuse me. I've got a tickle in my throat. And rather than go to dead air, hold on.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I just had to take a drink because I've... I think ever since I got over pneumonia, my throat dries out.
I understand. Well, you got to keep drinking water, Phil. You drinking water?
Unfortunately, no, I'm not, and I will. I'll get some water at the break here. My question is this: you know, I was not personally that shocked or offended that a woman was being put to death, but you perhaps are a little bit more, would you say, old fashioned?
I'm a little old fashioned. I am. I'm a little old fashioned. There's no question about it, Phil. I am an old-fashioned guy, and the way it really hurts, I do believe in the death penalty. I do believe that it is just. I do believe that it is righteous. I do believe that it serves our society. But when they put a woman to death, it's... I'm old-fashioned. And rather than live with that conflict, I need to somehow make it right. And that's when I go back in my mind, go back to a spring day, in 1962, 63. And there I am, a little 8-year-old boy, and I'm getting out of the car. But before I do, my mother presses her lips against mine.
Are you angry with your mother for that?
I'm not going to comment on my anger or lack of... It's really... That's not why I brought it up.
But you say that that makes it easier for you to accept the execution of a woman.
It makes it easier. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But I want one thing made very, very clear. I love my mother. And she's still alive, Phil.
My mother, oh, she is?
She is. She is going to be hitting her 90th birthday on December 7th. which was the day that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And I'll tell you, she's got some stories for that. She's still alive, and I love her dearly, and I always will love her dearly, and she has my utmost respect. But remembering her kissing me on the lips when I was 8, getting out of a car, for some reason, I can hear about a woman being put to death, and I can feel there's almost a weight that's lifted off of me.
Where ordinarily you wouldn't like to hear about a woman being put to death.
That is correct, yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. What do you guys think, if anything, about the female being put to death, a woman being put to death, as opposed to a man? I think a lot of people, Vernon, would say, well, we live in a time where women and men are equal.
Well, like I said, I'm old-fashioned. I'm very old-fashioned. And I would say to your audience, I'd say, are any of you out there old-fashioned like me, where a man, I can see putting a man to death for a murder, but putting a woman to death for a murder is very, very hard for old-fashioned guys like me who believe that women are best put in prison for life, sure. So it's a society that has created this equality that has brought out of me the memory of a mother kissing me on the lips. I don't want to think about that. It makes me physically ill to think about it, but I can deal with the execution of a woman much easier when I do.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Should women be executed like men? Is there a fairer sex issue here? Does it make you physically ill, as it does Vernon, to think about a woman being put to death, even if she did commit a murder? The only problem is in his case, he's talking about remembering his mother kissing him on the lips, and that makes it easier to think about a woman going to her death in the death house. 877-876-PHIL. It doesn't sound to me like he loves his mother that much. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Can I get some coffee, please? Just a little light.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
With me is Vernon Dozier. We're talking about Teresa Lewis, who this evening at 9:13 Eastern Time was pronounced dead in Jarrett, Virginia, the first woman in Virginia to be executed in nearly a century. A small group of supporters stood outside in protest. The lawyers for Lewis waged a public fight. They said that there was some evidence that had been withheld, some discussion of whether she was mentally challenged, some discussion of whether one of her co-conspirators had manipulated her, so on and so forth. However, she did go to her death. She was convicted of murdering her husband and stepson. This was a young man, by the way, who was in the military in 2002. He was a part, I think, of the United States Army and was getting ready to be deployed or otherwise had been deployed. And this was an insurance, you know, it was a murder-for-hire insurance thing that went awry. Vernon Dozier on the line. We're talking about the execution of women. And I dare say that this is not a topic that you'd think would be had in the 21st century. If women are guilty of murder, women deserve to go to the death house.
Well, that is your opinion. I don't think so. I think that women, we have, Phil, a different standard for women in the military. We have a different standard for women in many areas of many walks of life. So why not have a different standard for women when it comes to the death penalty? I do not think that women should be executed. I think it speaks negatively of a society that would execute a woman, that would put a mother and a wife to death. I understand what she's accused of having done. I understand that she was indicted and convicted. But I am firmly against women being put to death. I think life in prison. And I say that, Phil, even though my own mother would drop me off at school and in full view of my friends kiss my lips. And
the way your mother treated you.
It wasn't the treatment of my mother, Phil. It was the perception, because when she originally did that, and no one knew that it was my mother that was dropping me off, I could pretend with my friends or even with teachers, although I would not say anything, that I was her lover, a young man who is, you know, making an older woman, you know, satisfied, happy.
And you were 9 years old, though.
I understand that, yes, sir. I was 9 years old, but when she told people she was my mother, that's when I changed, and I changed in a very profound way. It took me many, many years to get my respect for women back, but I did, even to the point now where I hold the political views that I hold, which is that women should not be executed for murder. They should be put in prison for the rest of their lives, of course, even though my mother did that to me.
Which is kissing you on the lip?
No. Not the kissing on the lips. It was telling everyone that she was my mother, which she was. But had she not done that?
All right, 877-876-PHIL, talking with Vernon Dozier about women. Should they be executed, or should we have a different standard or rule of law for women? Here is Roger on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Roger.
Yes, I just want to make one comment, or actually two comments, Phil. One, in regard to the lady in Virginia that was put to death. We had a similar
yes,
situation here in Nashville about 2 months ago, and our governor, Phil Bredesen, a lady was named Gail Owens. She had done the exact same thing, murder for her, she was given clemency. Here's my view. The women, I'm 60 years old. I've watched women fight this battle for equality all these years. It's come full circle, and I think, you know, equality is here for them. You do the crime, you do the time. You know, that's based on a Judeo-Christian principle of an eye for an eye, and it doesn't say in the Bible that for men only. It says for everybody. So that's my opinion on that. But I got to comment, Vern, I'm in the psychological health field, and I think that Vern Dozier...
Yes, sir.
Is suppressing, this thing has come up about 7 or 8 times since I tuned in about his mother
yes,
kissing
sir.
Him on the lips.
Yes, sir.
He seems
yes,
to be obsessed.
Yeah.
He seems to be obsessed with that, and I don't know if he's had any psychological evaluations or whatever. I'm not a psychiatrist. Let me make that plain. I'm a psychologist.
Oh.
But I'm hearing some things there that sound like he's suppressing some type of, and even to intimate that he was her lover rather than her son, and to be embarrassed. You know, all of our mothers have done things to embarrass us in front of our friends, but you don't deny that they're your mother. I would suggest, Vernon, that you get some psychological, psychiatric help with your problem here, buddy, because it's popped up several times
in
the last...
No, oh, no. All right, now, let me just say something here. I've been listening to you take me apart. You've been taking me apart piece by piece here since you came on the phone. I mean...
No, he hasn't. He's just mentioning it now.
Well, let me say this. Roger, I do not think women should be put to death. I believe women should be respected in a different way. I think that we do have a different standard for women, and I mentioned that they do not see combat necessarily in the military and so forth.
Right.
And I'm saying that despite the fact that when my mother dropped me off when I was 9 years old, she planted a big, fat, wet kiss on my mouth with the lipstick and everything.
I hear what you're saying.
So do you understand what I'm saying is I overcame that.
I'm with you neck and neck.
Yeah.
I'm with you neck and neck on your political views.
Right.
I understand everything you're saying. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I do understand it up to the point where you get to the point, because here's what I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble aligning that with the execution of the woman who committed a heinous crime and killed her husband. I think somehow, I don't know how old you are, but it doesn't matter. I think over the years you've somehow used that to justify your this feeling that you have, and just simply by the fact that it keeps coming up over and over and over, it sounds like you're obsessed with that incident that happened, and I don't know the whole story, but you know.
She did it every morning. Well, no, wait a minute. You're making it sound like I'm some kind of one of these queers that needs to be in a straitjacket.
No, whoa. Let's not use that word, okay?
I would say that
on the fact that it keeps coming up over and over. We find this when a person is obsessed or fixated on something, it keeps coming up over and over and over again. There's a reason. It's in the frontal part of your brain.
I don't know where it is in my brain, but let me ask you. Let's cut to the chase. Roger, as a little boy, you're getting out of a car. Your mother grabs you and lip locks you. Are you going to grow up? So you're fine after that. Is that it?
No. I'm not saying that. We all have things in our lives, and we could spend the rest of the night discussing things in our lives that have happened to us. But you deal with them and you move forward. Years later, she kissed me on the mouth.
She kissed me on the lips, and even though she did, I still don't want women to be executed.
All right. I thank you very much, Roger, for your insight. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Vernon Dozier. Should women be executed the same as men for murder?
Phil Hendry.
Even though she kissed me on the lips, I don't.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number. On the line with me is Vernon Dozier, a middle school teacher from Belmar Academy, as we discuss the death penalty, how it applies to women, and we discuss the death tonight, the execution tonight of Teresa Lewis. She died by lethal injection in the state of Virginia at 9:13 Eastern Time. She was part of a conspiracy to murder her husband and stepson. And they were murdered, and it was done to obtain $250,000 worth of life insurance money. And the discussion we're having here, it's interesting, Vernon, to say you're in favor of the death penalty, but not for women. And now, all of the psychological reasons aside, these are not reasons, by the way, that you're in favor of it, but there's a lot of reasons you say that you've had to overcome to still be. Would you call yourself a feminist?
Oh, I'm very much a feminist, very much a feminist. Yeah, I do believe that women have the right to be treated with dignity and with the same, absolutely. And I'm a feminist to the point where women have been so degraded and so drugged down over the years in many ways, like African Americans have, that we do need to give them a hand up and to help them up and get them started and on the road to, I guess, you know, full equality with men. But I think the way to do that is to let's reintroduce and reinstate the notion that women are very, very special. There are mothers, there are daughters, there are wives, there are our girlfriends, there are, it's D.H. Lawrence. And in my literature class, I tell the kids, D.H. Lawrence, one of his famous quotes is that there is no creature on earth closer to infinity than woman. Isn't that beautiful?
It's very beautiful, yeah.
Very beautiful. And so I believe that woman needs to be respected to the point where even if she has committed a murder, a heinous murder, no death penalty. I don't believe that women are deserving of a death penalty. I don't believe that there is the possibility of recidivism with women like there is with men. You can put a woman in prison who has committed multiple homicides and keep her in prison for a number of years. And when she gets out, she's not going to repeat it. She's going to go out and re-enter society as a normal human being. Men can't do that. Once a man is a serial murderer or the taker of multiple lives, he will never stop doing that. And it's best just to put him to death. But a woman, no. A woman can learn how to be a civilized human being again. A woman can take the lessons of society and the lessons that she learns in prison and apply them when she gets out. Now, that's why I don't believe in capital punishment for women. And I have told my students as well, Phil.
Now, you're a teacher, and so that's an interesting part of what we're talking about. You communicate this to your students, right?
I communicate what I talk to my students about in our civic class, and I basically say, and we have young women, and they'll say, well, Mr. Dozier, do you not believe in the equality of women? I certainly do believe in the equality of women. I believe so much in the equality of women, I believe in an affirmative action, a kind of an affirmative action for women. Insofar as incarceration goes, I don't think women should be put to death. I told my students, I said, my mother used to kiss me on the lips when I was 9 years old before I got out of the car. That embarrassed me when she finally told my fellow students that she was my mother. Because up to that point, I could put it off as if I was her lover or I was satisfying this old bag, if you want, you know. I'm 9 years old, but it didn't make any difference. I mean, the kids don't know. And
were you telling, you didn't tell them that was your girlfriend?
I sure did not say it was my mother. And I was fine. And the students would look at me, and you could tell they were admiring me, and even some of the teachers admired me, because every day this woman would kiss me on the lips and let me out of the car. So it appeared as if I was the lover of this woman, even though I was only 9 years old, and that I was somehow sexually satisfying a woman some 40 years older than me. But all of that ended when she informed the teachers and the students on site one day as she was going in for a meeting. She was my mother. Now, I told the kids in my class that that made me angry, but I overcame that anger, and I still believe that women don't deserve to be put to death. But one of the girls in the class asked me about sexual relations between a son and a mother. And I said, what about it? She said, is that not incest, and does that not create a inbred child? I said, well, yes, whatever. So she arrives at school the next day with a telescope. And I ask her, what are you doing with the telescope, Marcy? And she said, Mr. Dozier, if you and your mother had a baby, because it's inbred, it might only have one eye, and the telescope is for the one-eyed kid. And she went, ha, 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 ha. And the other kids went, yeah, like that. You know how kids are.
But this story is very involved and very, very crazy. I'm not exactly sure.
Hold on. There's nothing crazy about it. I've been listening to you talk about you and that other caller talking about me as being crazy. I'm not crazy. Right?
No, I'm just saying the story. We're talking about women and should they be executed. Okay?
Right.
And you are on to your class, your mother kissing you on the lips, the fact that one of your students thought that an inbred baby would only have one eye.
That's right.
And she...
Okay, here we are.
Vernon. Sir, I want to tell you...
Are you having fun?
I apologize.
There. You having some laughs now, Phil? Am I laughing?
I'm apologizing to you.
Thank you.
I simply wanted to say, the kid shows up with a telescope for the one-eyed offspring.
And the point that I am making is that I still told that young lady who mocked me with a telescope to give to my firstborn, who'd only be a cyclops. I said to her, even though you have mocked me and insulted me that way, Marcy, I still value you as a woman, and I hope that if you ever commit a murder, I hope you don't commit a murder, but if you do, that you never go to the death house. That's a pretty tall statement for a man to make, who's just had a young woman mock him with a telescope for a cyclops offspring. And a mother that kissed him on the mouth when he was a kid.
All right, 877, I understand, and I apologize for not understanding. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sean. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I just wanted to say, first off, to the guy on here, that I just cannot see where he's going with the whole kissing on the lips from his mother comments. I mean, I've listened to him for about 20 minutes and can't seem to make a connection. But
the only point I was making is it made me angry. But even though it made me angry, I still respect women enough to say they should not go to the death house. They shouldn't walk the last mile.
I respect women as well, but I think that when it comes down to something is killing their own offspring, their own children, that's kind of, I mean, if you say that, you know, they're the mothers and everything like that, that doesn't seem like a very good mother, and I believe the death penalty in a situation such as that is completely justified.
What's he talking about? I thought that this lady had...
You're talking about Teresa Lewis, sir?
Yeah.
Well, no, she killed her husband and a stepson. Although, you're right. It was, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
it's a young man in her care. Yeah.
Her blood, son, but I mean, it's a child.
Yeah. No, you're right. And he was in her care, and she was the guardian. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
you're right. It doesn't seem like, you know, very, I'm the what a mother would do, stepmother or, you know, blood sister.
Exactly. Well, what about that, Vernon?
You know, I think it's a very good argument the young man's making, but I still have to say that, mother's womanhood, Sean, you know, as I mentioned, you know, I quoted D.H. Lawrence, there's something very extraordinary about women. there's something about women that we can't as men touch. We don't understand. And that young lady in my class that I was talking about who brought in the telescope, and you know why she brought, she's bringing in a telescope to basically laugh at me because if I had sex with my mom, I'd have a one-eyed kid. But even that girl, I respected enough to say, I hope you never go to the gas chamber.
Well,
so even if they're making fun of us or they're laughing at us or they're whatever they're doing, they're
of course, her making fun of you is no reason for you to wish her, you know, the death penalty. But I mean, if she was to go out and kill her own child, that just seems to me like, you know, I mean, I just don't see the reason.
I think, Sean is saying there are crimes that are committed that are so heinous. They scream out for the death penalty, even if it's a man, a woman, whoever.
I understand what the young man's going. I understand what you're saying, Phil. And it's difficult for me to justify because of the way I was treated by my own mother and the way that I was treated by that student, being told that I'm going to have a Cyclops for a kid. But I still cannot bring myself to want women to be executed. I don't know.
All right, well, that's fair enough. Sean, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. I don't think I've ever discussed this before in terms of the fairer sex, as they used to say, but I don't know that I've ever heard a man articulate this point of view, Vernon. You know, we hear a lot of arguments about the battle of the sexes, you know.
Can I interrupt you for a minute, Phil?
Go ahead.
As you were talking to me, I could hear you stumbling a little bit, and it sounded, I could make the argument that you sound, and I don't think you are, but I could say you sound syphilitic because you said, how did you say it? I'm trying to get it right. You said, I went, bop, bop, bop. There was something about almost lockjaw, you see, but I'm not mocking you for that. I'm not making fun of you for that. I'm not laughing. I'm not going to bring a telescope to class, you see.
All right, well, you're a forgiving man, and that's a good thing.
Forgiving man who has been tortured like you wouldn't believe.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joe in Houston, Texas. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Fine.
You're on the air. Okay. Go ahead with your comment.
I'm trying to figure out why you keep bringing your mother up.
The reason why I bring my mother up is because I have great respect for women. I do believe women should be treated special, and that is even though my mother abused me, basically, by kissing me on the lips and telling my friends she was... What's that, ma'am?
Your mother abused you?
Joe, could you get your mouth closer to the phone? I don't know what else. You're sounding muffled.
Your mother abused you?
Joe, this is Phil Hendry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Get your hand off the phone or whatever you're doing because it sounds a little muffled. So
okay.
Go ahead with your question.
I'm just trying to find out why he keeps bringing his mother up in this.
Yeah, as I was saying, my mother would kiss me on the lips before she dropped me off at school. And that
all mothers do that.
No, only perverts.
All
mothers do that.
You know,
no,
Joe, your phone, are you got either a tin can or a Dixie cup?
No, all mothers don't do that. No, they don't. No, only a perved out old. See, now you're getting me to think about my mother, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that makes me worried for your mother.
Oh, for my mother. You're not worried for me. So you kiss your kids on the lips, huh? You kiss your daughters on the lips. Do you kiss your daughters on the lips too?
Yes,
Mr. Hendry. I don't know what to say, but you got yourself a grade A, you know, I mean, world class USDA inspected perv, and it's a woman. And I,
well, we don't know that because here is the thing.
Ever heard of herpes, man? You know what herpes is, right? You know that can be transmitted by way of lips kissing. So you've passed herpes on to how many of your children?
Have you ever been
God
married?
Have you passed on herpes to your children? Yes or no?
Have you ever been married?
Have you ever passed on herpes?
No.
I don't believe you.
All right.
I've never, yeah, I have been married. I was married for 2 weeks when I was in the United States Navy, okay? So go ahead and say what you're going to say, which is, oh, you can't even have a normal relationship with a woman. Maybe not. But I respect women. I respect women, and I don't think they should be executed.
You know, I gotta get going. Joe, your phone doesn't work very well, but thank you for calling. 877-876-PHIL.
Why did you hang up on her?
Her phone is very... I can't understand her. We'll be back with our final segment here. Vernon Dozier...
Well, you sound like I'm some kind of a freak that you're embarrassed by.
Let's not go overboard, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with your calls for Vernon Dozier. Remember the Atlanta boy who put a used condom in his mouth? Well, we'll update you on his condition. Swell, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You know, I'm not the weirdo here.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
No, 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show and at philhendryshow.com. I am talking with Vernon Dozier. I'm not enabling people, I don't think, Mr. Dozier.
Well, I think you are. You're enabling the insults of the one woman that called, and I think this is not about me being mentally disturbed or emotionally traumatized. This is about my mother who the kids say she lip-locked me. And made out with me. I tried to make the best of it.
Was she making out with you or kissing you on the lips?
Can you tell me the difference, sir?
A mother pecking a son on the lips.
No, not a peck. I had lipstick all over me. I don't want to relive it. I'm saying I made the best of it. I got the other students to think that I was some kind of a 9-year-old stud. When they found out it was my mother, that's when things went downhill. But I recouped. I pulled it back up. I pulled myself together to the point where I respect women so much, I don't think they should be put to death. I think there should be a different standard. Once again, I take another hit. In class, I'm talking about my mother and my childhood trauma, and some girl comes in with a telescope as if to say, your firstborn with your mother is going to be a cyclops. Here's a reading. Here are his reading glasses. But, hey, I recouped. I pulled it back together again, and I still respect women. So I take nothing but abuse.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. There's something missing from your story. That's all I'm saying, Vernon. Here is Melissa in Kona, Hawaii, listening to us on KHNU. Hi, Melissa. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Your guest has some trauma going on. He's definitely traumatized. And what kind of 9-year-old?
Why do you say that, ma'am? Why do you think? Is the lady talking about me?
Yeah.
I'm not traumatized.
Okay. Well, there's something called denial, you know, but that's okay. Why does a 9-year-old tell a little girl, I hope you don't go to the gas chamber? What kind of 9-year-old does that? And what if there was a father who kissed a little girl on the lips and then that little girl had to go to school? Would it be...
You know,
would it be okay? That would make women feel okay about putting people in the death penalty?
You know, I don't know whether you're partying too hardy over there on the Big Island or what your trouble is. I didn't say any of that.
I feel kind of bad for you, you know? I mean, it must have been, really traumatic.
Do you like laughing at men? You do, don't you?
Only at men that have delusions about having babies.
What have I
said?
I didn't say anything about it. It was a girl in my class who brought in a telescope saying,
well, she
if
would
you're
only
having sex,
infer that by you telling everybody that she was your lover and not your mother.
I didn't say that. When I was 9 years old, I wanted the other kids to think she was my lover because I was embarrassed that my mother was kissing me on the lips.
But nobody would have thought you would have a baby with her if you would have just told your classmates that was your mother.
Oh, that's great. So I go out, I tell my classmates that's my mother. Now they think that I'm having sex with my mother.
Because she kissed you on the lips.
Ma'am, when you're a nine-year-old boy, okay, and now the Cyclops jokes start about 30 years earlier than they did.
You know, I want to let you know something. You told me that you were
Let me know all about you know, just because you're in Hawaii and you're watching the sun go down and you're all, you know, chilled out.
Well, it's dark over here. I'm driving home from class.
What?
But
go ahead, ma'am.
It's dark. It's like 9 o'clock here. I made me forget what I was going to say.
You said the
You said you were in the military and you had a wife.
I was in the Navy.
Right?
I was in the United States Navy.
Well, you You would qualify for like PTSD therapy, like, because it sounds like it's like a post-traumatic stress disorder.
That sounds too far out.
She's right. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Were you in combat?
No. Not unless you call my marriage combat.
Post-traumatic stress disorder doesn't have to come from combat. It can come from a traumatic event in your life that's altered you're being.
Oh, yeah? You know, you sound very... Seriously, you sound intelligent. I wish I... don't tell me the hour's coming to an end. I was just going to talk to this piece.
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on.
Phil Hendry.
I want to meet...